You just mentioned it, just the way you should start with it. Coming here on Shabbat, generally, Shulchan Aruch says, is Psik Risha. It's for sure going to happen, you're going to pull out hairs. And that's gozeis. It's pulling out. That's a problem. It's a sore in Shabbat. No, mukse. We'll discuss whether what it is or isn't mukse. But a comb is a, not so pashut to use a comb that's going to pull out hairs. A brush that has like a thick bristle brush for sure is a problem because it's going to pull out some hair. That's going to be a problem. If you use a comb that's very thick combs and they're very widespread apart, they're not pulling anything. Guys doesn't have very nappy hair, just strain them, then that could be mutar. It's only a sum in the room. Correct. Very good. But a sum, secret Rishon and Rabbanan, now, if it's lo nichalei, mutar. This is secret Rishon, the nichalei. Very good. Good. That's a very good, very good. The Tashbit asked us. They asked us in the Algerian 1400s, they asked that question. We know Psikresha and Ronan Dolo Nichol is Mutar. We know the Aruch Paskin Psikresha. Psikresha means I cut off the chicken's head. I don't want it to die, but I want to make a toy for my kid. Psikresha, I didn't want it to die, but it ends up dying. So then you do actual one as Mutar, and it comes out as something you didn't realize, something you didn't intend to happen. Even though it does, it for sure inevitably happen. That's Psikresha. Aruch Shita, one of the Rishonim, is a Rashi. His opinion was, any time is lo nichle, you don't plan, it's not good for you, mutar. We don't really follow our rule. Secret shows all over the Gemara. It never says nichle, not nichle. It's not in the Gemara. There's no such thing. There's no Gemara about nichle. These are all rishonim. Now they try to prove from this Gemara and that Gemara. But the Aruch Shita is, Secret Shah is only a sermon when it's not, when it's nichle, when it's beneficial. So, but it's mutar if it's not nichle. But then you have the other opinion, Tosfot, who would say it's Asur. So we generally follow the Tosfot. Psikresha, Delo Nichale, Asur. But that's on a Torah level. On Durabanan level, Mutar. Psikresha, Delo Nichale, on Durabanan level, Mutar. Okay, so every Durabanan with Kula, we follow that rule. Fine. But pulling out the hair, so someone says Mutar, the Be Yosef quotes the answer that Tashbetz gives, and he likes it. And he says, the reason I do combing my hair that has knots is because I want to get rid of the knots. And one of the best ways of getting rid of the knots is using a comb and getting out pulling out the hairs. So he says, that's nichol. By pulling out the hair, I'm happy that I've now got rid of the knots. So he says, that's called nichol. That's the basis. Rav Yosef Karo wrote that combing hair is called nichol, to pull out hairs in order that my hair should look better than I have knots. A chidush. So that's called nichol. But yes. But that's now. If you use a very thick comb and very, or you use your hand, that's mutar for sure. It's not going to pull out any hairs. Okay, good. Anyway, Shin Zion. It says like this. Dabir Davar. I know we did some of this. We're just going to do chazar on this. We have to be careful of their language and speech in Shabbat. Just like Hashem was careful about his language in Shabbat that he didn't use it to create, we use something special on Shabbat that we speak differently in Shabbat than the rest of the week. It's hachana, it's not allowed, and particularly to talk about what you're going to do tomorrow, about doing malacha. You're not allowed to say, I'm going to drive tomorrow. You're not allowed to say, on Shabbat, you're not allowed to say, after Shabbat, I'm going to drive. You're not allowed to say, I'm going to sell or buy this. You're not allowed to say, you're going to do a malacha. You can say, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to Brooklyn, because in theory, you can walk there. It'll take you forever. But you could say, you're going to go to California. Nobody in the right mind is going to walk to California. But you could say that, because you're not speaking malacha.
I'm going to go to Israel tomorrow. Because
you can't do that, exactly. Correct. It's not possible. Can't say you're going to go to Israel tomorrow, because then it means everybody knows that. Fine, you can't speak about malacha, but because the very that your speech should be speech that you, about Shabbat.
The whole people are talking. I'm going to travel to Europe in Wednesday
in
Shabbat.
Right. So
you can't even hear it.
No, it's not lashon hara that you can't hear. Lashon hara you can't hear. It's a pasuk, whatever. Lo tishma al picha, lo tishma al picha. Fine. But it's a drasha on the pasuk, but nah, it doesn't apply to this. You can hear. They shouldn't be saying it. You could hear it, whatever. Yeah. Generally speaking, with your words, planning for tomorrow is not a hachana, it's not a sur. In other words, if I say, hey, tomorrow, maybe we'll arrange that we're going to learn at this time, we're gonna do this, we're going to do that, not talking about malacha, we're going to go here, we're going to go there, we're going to meet this guy over there, I plan to talk to, go to the, you know, go to the museum here, go to the Beit Midrash then. That's okay. That's hachana with your lips. That's okay. As long as you're not talking about doing malacha. That's a hachana.
You can't say I'm driving, man.
Can't say you're driving. Can't say you're doing malacha. However, you can't do actions. Actions, preparational actions on Shabbat. That's much more hachana. For example, setting the bed on Shabbat morning or after Shabbat, you can't do it unless it makes the room look very messy and you're going to be in that room on Shabbat. If someone's going to... If someone has a bedroom, and they're not going to be in that bedroom the whole day. So then, he doesn't need to set it. What is he setting it for? He's setting it for so it looks nice for tonight, for tomorrow morning. You don't need to throw it and make a big mess when you throw it. But when you have something ready in your hands, you took off your pajama, you took it off, put it wherever in the hamper, wherever you're going to put it. But that's fine. But you can't, for example, you folding clothing. I can't fold clothing on Shabbat besides Milabin if it's a nice creased shirt. Creased pants, creased shirt, that's already a problem to fold on the lines. For Talit, you have to fold off the lines. We deal with that a little bit. Besides that, forget it. Just regular undershirts, not many creases. You still can't fold them on Shabbat because of Hachana is preparing for Shabbat. After Shabbat, when am I folding the clothing? Okay. Any actions? I can't prepare for on Shabbat for Erev Shabbat. Ram Avadia says about brushing teeth. You can brush your teeth on Shabbat, the whole sugya, but you're allowed to do it. But he says, don't clean it off. Why? Oh, beautiful. Wow. I know it's in the Omer.
You can't wash it off.
Yeah, it's in Dalit. I think clearly Dalit. Simin Lamed Zayin, I think. He has more than one Shuvah about this. Again and again, he talks about it. Chashur and Yanim. Yeah, so... Now, the reason for why he says not to brush it, to clean it off, is because, really, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter so much if it's clean or not. I use my toothbrush, I don't wash it off on Shabbat. I put it on the rack. It's a little bit, looks a little messy.
Put it in water or something?
I put it in water, I just put it on where I leave it.
Yeah, I know, but let's say you have water, you put it back in, that goes cleaning
it. Yeah, if you normally do that during the week, then that's not
how
it
is.
No, then. Anytime you do, it depends what your intention is. If your intention is to prepare for Shabbat, for after Shabbat, so it should be better. after the show.
What do you want?
What?
You want
that seventh horizontal? I think so.
What do you want?
Horizontal.
Horizontal.
Horizontal. No, they want
top. One top.
Yeah. Horizontal.
Fine. So, bottom line, the reason that some of us did not to do that is because you can't prepare on Shabbat. So, the guy did laundry before Shabbat, and he has a bunch of clothing. He has a pile of clean clothing. So, you're not supposed to separate out all the clothing and put them in the drawers and put them away on Shabbat. Do it before Shabbat or do it after Shabbat. Because why am I doing it on Shabbat? I try to do it to save time. I took out a hamper of clean laundries. I want to put them in all the different drawers. Besides Borea, you have to deal with. Is that separating, not separating? But even if it is not separating, why am I doing it on Shabbat? Is it before Shabbat or after Shabbat? On Shabbat, Shabbat's not a day to start doing spring cleaning. It's not a day to start preparing for after Shabbat to save time. It's a day to rest, a day to learn, Torah, and the spiritual pleasures.
By the way, I think that Orla Tzion says that you could wipe off the toothbrush.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rav Schachter says that he would clean off the toothbrush on Shabbat. Why? Because
he holds it with time.
He holds it with time. Yeah, but he held, the Rav's whole day he held it. It was good. And we'll have to discuss it more. Yeah, squeezing out liquids, just because all the halacha. It's a fun shiur and all the halacha. Yeah, brushing teeth. Toothpaste. Yeah, come on, I'm not sure you're writing toothpaste. But yeah, the regular one. Yitzchak said, never in his life did brush his teeth on Shabbat. Okay, but it doesn't matter. He read the Shabbat, it's all mutar. What?
Use the stream.
It doesn't matter, whatever it was. I don't know. I don't think it doesn't matter. Good. Machmir, it doesn't make a difference. Good. Listerine is muta, for sure. But, bottom line, good. It's a machlokin. Hopefully, we'll get back to it another time. But cleaning off after, Rashatan doesn't. Why? He said, because for me, I feel like it's a need on Shabbat. Why? Because my wife's going to kill me on Shabbat if I don't clean. So, in other words, he felt there's a need on Shabbat. So, if you leave something and you feel like it's very messy and you're going to be there all the time, so then it's not called a chana. You're doing it because it's bothering you right now. Okay, so a small thing like brushing off and cleaning off, fine. However, Hamavad Nifal not that way, but okay, it's depending on each person, each place. I think there is one to be made kel to clean it, but I think better not to, but okay, whatever it is. Yeah, I think I usually follow Rabbi, but good, yes, different opinions. Maybe. Yes. Good. Here why that might help for Shlomo Zalman. Good. Either way. The general rule of Hachana is like this, that anytime you're doing a tiny action, that's a finishing of what you usually do. Like I learned from a sefer, or I took a sidur. After the minyan, can I put away my sidur? I'm cleaning up the shul. Bottom line, mutar. Why? Shlomo Zalman says, come on. That's part of the normal action you do every day, every day of the week. After the minyan, I put away. I'm not trying to prepare for tomorrow. That's part of the process. That's okay. So clearing the table, ikardin, fine. For sure, Friday night you could do it because you want a clean table for Shabbat day, you could do it after Shabbat. So Yudash Lishi, better not to do it. Better to wait till after Shabbat. It's a little time. It was going to bother people because people are sitting right there. It's going to bother them. Okay, so you can clean it because you can do the small amount that you usually do during the week. Normal thing. Before Arvid, Mutar. But for right now.
Right after Shabbat.
Yeah, they didn't do a takanu tana, they didn't do a bracha mavdil, they didn't break Shabbat yet, but still, that's not called a chana. If you're not going to be in that room, so then wait till after, then you clean it up. But if you're going to be there, you can clean it up right then. Yeah, mutar. Not a chana. In terms of cleaning dishes, a guy has guests, and he has five guests, and they have five dishes, and 10 dishes, whatever. And they're going to have guests tomorrow. So they're allowed to clean those dishes. So the answer is, it depends. If he needs the dishes, it's a hachana. If he doesn't need the dishes, it's a hachana. Because he shouldn't clean. Even from mitzvah. Generally speaking, we don't allow hachana.
Let's say you want to step up from mitzvah.
Oh, that's mitzvah. Because that's not hachana. That's not doing any melacha. That's not saving time. That's anyway, from mitzvah, that would be mitzvah. Yes, for sure. He brings here, Chamavad, he has an old discussion about the Radvaz, who said you're not allowed to read a sefer or manuscripts of a sefer that you want to be magia to check and proofread. Chamavad did this a lot of times. So he would take the manuscripts, what he wrote, and he'd check them and check if there are any typos, any mistakes, any things that are wrong, and fold the paper on that spot or put a paper clip over there. And after Shabbat, someone else, they'll fix it. They'll write it in. So are you allowed to do that on Shabbat? The Radvaz says you're not allowed to do that on Shabbat because
Radvaz,
he is one of the 500 years ago. Yeah, wow. In the days of Rabbi Zakaria, contemporary. He said you're not allowed to do that because part of the reason was maybe you're gonna come and fix it on Shabbat. Maybe you're gonna take a pencil and fix it. Anyway, Chamavad says we don't make it they wrote up Bizmanasan. That's not Hachana. It is hachana if your intention is only to proofread. But if your intention is also to learn, if it's a Torah thing, and you want to do it on Shabbat itself because you want to learn some Torah, that's okay. Even if your command is also to proofread. So in other words, also anytime you're doing an activity, which is also proofread, but also it's also something that mutar do on Shabbat, and also for after, that's okay. You want to prepare shiur on Shabbat, for Moshe Shabbat, mutar. You want to prepare a speech, also if it's a Torah thing, whatever, you want to go take a nap on Shabbat. So after Shabbat, you're awake, so you can study for a test, or you can do any X, Y, and Z, mutar on Shabbat. Because it's fine on Shabbat to take a nap, it's already Shabbat. You shouldn't go into your friend and say, I'm taking a nap because I want to prepare for Shabbat. Because then you're makir to people. You're making it in the car. You're making it recognizable to people. I'm not doing it for Shabbat. I'm really only doing it for tomorrow. So you shouldn't do it like that. But you could do it. You don't need to tell everybody, make a big announcement, public announcement, I'm doing this for this reason. But otherwise, it'll be tough. For me, I don't sleep on Shabbat because I want to learn Torah. It's a bigger zechud, right? The Beish Chai, a big zechud to learn Torah. A thousand times more about whatever it is. Very, very valuable to learn Shabbat, Torah on Shabbat. I sleep on Shabbat, but okay. Anyway, that's the main thing in Aleph. Then he ends off. A person shouldn't speak idle chatter on Shabbat. And also laharbot is to speak too much. So this is a mechilta Rashbi, right? It's story with Rashbi. Rishon Bar Yochai. His mother was talking, and he goes to his mother and says, "Ima Shabbat, mom, don't you know it's Shabbat?" and she was quiet. She didn't speak for the rest of Shabbat. Okay, she didn't speak. So we learn from that, you're not supposed to speak. Devarim b'tehilim, you shouldn't speak. Idle chatter. Now, this is one of the halachot that people are, we're not makbid on. Rosh Hashanah likes to say the minhag is against the Shachanah. Why? Because anyway, the Rashi learns the Gemara that there's no Isra like this. It's only Asura to speak business, whatever. So, okay. Someone who does like that, fine. I'm not going to be mocha. I'm not going to protest. But idle chatter. Okay, good. So, idle chatter is anything is for a purpose of a mitzvah, mutar. Anything for the purpose of the Torah, mutar. But even a simple thing as saying Shabbat Shalom to someone. How are you? You know, what's going on? How's your week? How are you feeling? How are your kids? That's also, it says the Torah, Hetiru, Shalom Shabbat, Hetiru Shalom Shabbat, the Tosaf brings, that they bring here on the side, three. No, no, you should speak the written. No, I think in terms of saying Shabbat Shalom, in the language of Tosfot is Torah Chetiru. That begrudgingly, the rabbis allow saying good Shabbat to somebody. So that is not only the halakha, that is minhag olam everywhere. Yes. Yes. Very good. Very good. Yes. Saying hi. So bottom line, yes, we do say hello to people. That's a mitzvah. You're right. I'm not saying that's a mitzvah, but the only point I'm trying to make from this is. You see, according to Tosfot, according to the Shulchan Aruch, how important it is to try to mekadesh or dibur, take the speech we have, and that's what they said in Mishnah Berurah. They had a minhag from the Shla. They only speak Hebrew on Shabbat, no English. That's right. They know so much Hebrew, so they only speak Torah. Okay. However, that's not the minhag. The minhag is people are mekel on the Shabbat Shalom for sure. I'm not enough to know that, no question. Everybody says Shabbat Shalom. Mutar hetogamon. Even though it's Torah Chetiru, but once they're matir, they're matir. Okay, we accept that kula. You say hello to people, no problem. No, he would. He would use his words for. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he tries not to use extra words. He doesn't want to say. He doesn't speak to people so much. He says, "Buha," that's his language. Bracha is Salahi. He's mekatzer and everything. He says, "Yes, no, period." He doesn't say anything. Okay, whatever. I don't think we really need to be like Rav Chaim Kanievsky. But the point is.
I
heard someone ask for a longer bracha. So I was like, "Who?" Very good. Sorry. So I think my understanding is, with regarding to Dvar Mitilim, we try to avoid. If you can't avoid, what are we going to do? Of course, minhag is to be mekel. We do what we can. Harbot is an important word. It doesn't say it's a super same one word. It means you shouldn't speak too much. So it's important to keep a consciousness. If I'm speaking with somebody about the football game, speak. You know what? I should speak, instead of speaking 25 minutes, speak a few minutes and move on. But not don't make it. Oh, it's good. It says that Rav, it says the Amoraim that were super kadosh will not speak Dvarim Tehillim at all. As it says in the Rambam that if someone who is a Dayan on the Sanhedrin, an adult, is not supposed to speak Dvarim Tehillim at all. Okay, so I don't know who's like that. I don't know who's like that. Maybe Rav Chaim can answer. Rav Avadya was involved in the Shas party. He said he only spent 7 minutes on it in the day. He wouldn't want to deal with politics all day. But Lamaase, we're mekel during the week for sure. There's no question. That's Heter Gamur to speak during the week. Okay, you shouldn't be about Tel Tzaraf. We can't, whatever. If you guys need to take a break, so that's okay. Just like you can go play basketball, go swimming, go exercise, take a breather. You can also go to sleep, go eat a meal. You can also speak during Tehillim and during those times. You shouldn't be about Tel Tzaraf for that. But if it's not Tel Tzaraf, then it's fine. However, on Shabbat, we should try to minimize that. Again, the mission now. Now, important halacha is a Ramah here. Ramah has a kula. But now, Adam says, who oneg lahem utar? If it's oneg Shabbat for people to speak things like hearing the news or hearing chidushim, it doesn't mean the chidushim of Torah. If you hear chidushim of Torah, you don't need oneg Shabbat to matur that. That's matur because it's Torah. But he means chadashon, exactly. He means hearing the Sipur Melachim, hearing the stories of what's going on in the kings, politics, current events, stuff like that. That is mutar if it's only Shabbat for you. If you only Shabbat, I really want to hear what's going on with the energies. I really want to hear what's going on with okay, now Super Bowl football's done, so whatever, the next season without basketball. I want to hear what's going on with the Knicks. Okay, I want to hear the draft, LeBron or whoever. I want to hear what's going on. So then that's going to be on next Shabbat. That's what we're going to talk. That's the Arma. Now, important chumrah, yeah, concurrent events for the guy who has only Shabbat. Yeah. Listen, a pair behind the chol kumo Shabbat. You can talk about it on Shabbat just like during the week. I'll miss an emet aneg. I don't get any pleasure out of this. I don't like reading the New York Times. I don't get any pleasure out of that. Asur lamran kadesh aneg behem chaver. I not want to make my friend happy to speak to him to make him happy if I get no happiness out of that. In other words, I'm only doing it as a favor to him. He wants to hear about what happened in what's going on in Europe, and he wants to hear what's going on in the stock market. He wants to hear. I don't care. For me, it's not chidush. So that's gonna be. If it's only Shabbat, you're allowed to say the Ramah. You're allowed to speak. So even during Tehillim, you can speak politics and current events. But it's only if it's only Shabbat. Then it's kibbutz only Shabbat. However, if it's only Shabbat for the other person, not for you, so now let's say conversation with the guy. If just be only for Shabbat for somebody else, fine. So Lamaisa, just starting to follow that. Look in four, they have over here a discussion. Bottom line, the Ben Ish Lakish says we follow that. Okay, bottom line, Lamaaset, we're making that. So Torah is mutar, Onik Shabbat is mutar. Other than that, Devar Mitilim, Asura the Harbot, we should try not to speak as much, frivolous speech as much as we could. If you want to go back to the Shalom and Hag, always speak Hebrew on Shabbat. Beautiful, Asher Law, Asher Mikko. This is under the law of the Ber Devar. That we should make Mekadesh our speech. Asura the Harbot, says the mother of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Oh, that's in the Mishnah Berurah.
That
he would only speak Hebrew. That's not here. One second, let me find it.
No, that doesn't apply because everyone knows Hebrew.
No, they were speaking in their day. They were speaking when they spoke Yiddish. They should, and they never spoke Hebrew except for Torah.
The old Yiddish is like also like Kadosh.
But they should speak Hebrew because this way they'll encourage them to make sure that they speak. Anyway, they'll speak if they speak Hebrew on Shabbat. Then they'll be involved in Torah things for sure. That where is that? Let me find it.
Here it's in.
Oh, you found it. Beautiful.
Hey.
Oh, thank you. No. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Right. The line before that. Very good. Before that. So I didn't remember. Okay, how wonderful and holy is the person that's not going to speak Devarim Tilim? Even if for only Shabbat, if you can avoid it, you could. He's talking about in Europe when they spoke Yiddish. They weren't. The common language was for us English, whatever the common language, and they would only speak Torah like the Hasidim now do when they spoke Torah. But on Shabbat they would speak Torah, they would speak in Hebrew. Rosh Hashanah likes to quote the Pirush Hashayot on Avot that says Mitzvah Kala is Lederber Be'Evri. It's a Rambam. The Rambam says Havizahir Perik. Easy mitzvah, exactly. It's a mitzvah. It's being Hebrew. Is that going to be a mitzvah the same one as keeping Shabbat? No, it's not the same.
Nowadays, consider that
your son. Yeah, it's mitzvah.
Is Hebrew nowadays considered
Lashon HaKodesh? Look at the Rambam and Kitisa. Yeah,
thanks. I'm saying modern Hebrew.
We shouldn't use the language. The Rambam. What the machlok and Rambam. What makes the Hebrew Lashon HaKodesh? The Rambam says that it was. It doesn't as clean words. No dirty words. Hebrew doesn't have words. So for Tashmish, we use the word Tashmish. We don't use a more direct language. And each and everything. Yes, the Ramban says. Ramban says no. Every language could have. That's not the Ikar. The Ikar is it was used by Hashem. Who invented Hebrew? Who invented English? The answer is I don't know exactly who invented English, but it was invented based on the British English. Who invented British English? It goes back 1,000 years to when they took a derivative of the Latin that people were speaking in the German countries and they changed it into English. Great. So okay. It's 2,000 years old. I don't know how old the English is, the British English. Great. However old it is, it's not, and same thing with all the languages we have, Greek and
English
Roman.
English is a mix of many languages.
and Spanish, all the Spanish also from Latin, all the languages, it doesn't matter, all the language Farsi, all the languages besides Hebrew, come back to people. There are a bunch of people that sat in a room, figure it out, they want to call this, this, and that. The one that language is invented by Hashem is the language Hashem used to create the world. That's Hebrew. So that's why it's called Lashon HaKodesh. Hashem used it to Mekadesh the world, to create the world. And then Adam Rishon used it to call the animals, and the Otiyot, the Sefer Yisrael, is all built on.
We should learn Hebrew then,
no? Sure. Fine. Good. Let's now start doing how we have to do. We talked a lot about speech on Shabbat. We talked about Amir Lanachri, okay? Sif Bet is you're not allowed to hire workers. I'm going to do something inside, something outside. You're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbat, for sure, there's no question. And you can't even tell them, you can't even tell non Jew.
No, Rizal says that only Hebrew on Shabbat.
Only Hebrew on Shabbat, very beautiful.
Number 9, next
week. 9, that's it. Okay, good. Yeah. Should speak Hebrew on Shabbat. Okay, very nice. Fourth line. Marach Vital.
Yeah, Vital. Rizal also did a spoken word in Beshur.
But the Ruchan Vital maybe, but the Arizal ones.
Never spoke a word here.
Yeah. No, he Arizal's Kiddushah was incredible. We talked about the combing hair on Shabbat. They say a story that Arizal once put his hand in his beard to like brush his beard. Like, I don't know how much of a beard, but he was like feeling the beard. And then he realized, oh no, I put my hand in my beard. If I pull it out, it might be, I'll pull out a hair. What's the melacha pulling out of hair? Goes, it's midravanan. That would probably be psikirisha, probably dolonich, whatever. And he didn't take his hand out of his beard the entire Shabbat. He left it there. He didn't want to be Yosef. The Arizal's Kiddusha.
That's your Shabbat.
The Arizal learned, he only lived whatever, to 40, and he learned all Kabbalah. He taught all, most of the Kabbalah we know today is from the Arizal. Yeah, for sure. Anyway. Anyway, so we have to say, hiring workers is asur for sure on Shabbat. You can't do that. You can't even ask one non-Jew to tell him different non-Jew to work for you. Or you can't speak to him on Shabbat. Please hire for me somebody else. I can't do that on Shabbat. Okay, fine. Even if I'm going to use the malacha, he's going to do for me is after Shabbat. It doesn't help. You can't speak without hiring people on Shabbat. Okay. No, this is us, sir. This is a million of the
number. But for Bar Mitzvah, you are allowed to say to tell another person, like, let's contract these people for the wedding.
So you could do the Bar Mitzvah. Hold on a second. We didn't say. We said different thing. Yeah, one second. For what we said, that you could speak to another Jew about money, business you can't usually speak to. You could talk about business on Shabbat for a mitzvah. You could speak about a wedding, bar mitzvah, whatever. You can arrange all the things of the wedding that you need, all the monetary things. You could speak about the business for the wedding on Shabbat.
So,
yeah, but you can't actually hire them. Okay, so there's a little difference. You can't actually make the kinyan. You can't say, I'm for sure going to get him. So I can't ask him, do extra vizim melachor. Just speaking about, we're going to do this, and I'm going to pay you this. Paying the money for a mitzvah, you can talk about. You can't talk about. Yes, mutar shabbat. Correct. Good. So you can't hire workers shabbat. You're not allowed to ask. Basically, the general rule no, Amir Lanach is this simple. You can't ask on Shabbat or even before Shabbat, non-Jew, to do malacha for you on Shabbat. Simple. You can't do that. The three rules. Very good. That's what we have to get to. There's dibur. Direct. Turn on the light. Okay. You can't do that. That's sivu. A command. The next level down is a remez. Remez b'lashon sivui means not direct, in second person. I'm telling here, go turn on the light. Rather, I say in a backwards way, without a sivui, without a direct command, I say one or two things. Like for example, the Shulchan Aruch has this in this. Lama lo asita devar plon b'shabbat shabbat. Why on last Shabbat did he not mop the floor? So I didn't say mop the floor. I said in a language, why didn't you do like this? Or if I say, can you please do me a favor? It's dark in the room. I didn't say turn on the light. But I'm speaking in second person. It's Remev Shalom Hashem Sivu. You're still speaking in second person. Speaking second person meaning I'm speaking to you. But I didn't give you a Sivu. So I avoid the Sivu. So that's generally still Asur. Remez Dibur always Asur. Remez Belashan Sivui, which is why you do X, Y, and Z. Or I said, can you do me a favor? I didn't tell you what the favor is until I said the next time it's dark in here. Those are generally asur. Could you do them ever? You could do that after Shabbat. In other words, not on Shabbat. Before Shabbat or after Shabbat, you could say. In a remez, below Shin Sivur. The second category is mutar. And before Shabbat, I could say. No, you can't ask him before Shabbat even. I can't tell him before Shabbat. On Shabbat, I want you to turn the light at 9 or 9 in the morning, whatever. Make me coffee tomorrow morning. I can't ask him before Shabbat, make me coffee tomorrow morning. Cannot do that before Shabbat even. Even certainly not on Shabbat, but even before Shabbat. Yeah, exactly. Good. So I'm gonna, so that second category is mutar. If you do it below remez, below usher, do me a favor. I'm going to want coffee, okay? So then there's not going to be a mir l'nacha. Now, if there's a different part, the hana, but basically, yes.
So you can do the remez on Erev Shabbat.
Yeah, let's read that in Shofar. And then the third category, we'll read it in Yisad, we'll a second, is the lowest level. It's not second personal. It's remez, shalob aloshin sivui. It's a hint with no direct command at all. How do you do it like that? It's dark in here. I don't think please do anything. I just say, it's dark in here, I can't turn on. I didn't speak for him at all. Most people will figure it out. If you they put one and one together, it's my Sabbath. I can't tear this. Okay, so he'll figure it out. Hopefully, if he's not so smart, okay. So then okay, can't do anything about that. We'll discuss. Sometimes it's mutar l'chila for turn off the lights. Mutar l'chila, turn on the lights. Generally not.
I heard
because no, not derubon on deraita because hana, because there's a separate part. They made one part of Amir L'Nachman, you can't directly command. Second part of Amir L'Nachman, can't benefit. So turn off the light and benefit. Because the light's off, I've removed benefit. But turn on is benefit. Okay, so they made a mitzvah. Yeah, shoot to shoot, welcome to
Zion.
Yeah,
good. More glad. I don't
know if
there's any mitzvah to be
more. No, there's no mitzvah to be more.
Okay, yeah. You're right. So,
unless you want to get some tea, I don't know. But I guess there's no mitzvah. It's not only Shabbat, we don't generally matir. Yeah, so there's not enough of the mitzvah to say.
The light turns off, you're in there, security guard turns it back on, and then you have to walk out?
Generally speaking, if he did it for you, he knew there was Jews here, then yes, you have to walk out.
He did it for us, there's no reason why else.
There's a chiluk only between your house and someone else's house. You have to walk out, yes. It's the Yerushalmi, Yishmol, yeah. The only chiluk is, if you're in your own house, and you turn on your light, he can't kick you out of your own house. He can't also davar shesh. It's not his. He can't throw you out of your house. So up to that. So if it's in the morgue lounge, yeah, you shouldn't be there. Okay, whatever. Fine.
Plus, but let's say
belongs to YU. Fine. But bottom line, if I can find a place, I should find it.
But there's also maybe other light that's.
If you would have other light anyway, and you'll be able to read anyway, then yeah, then you can stay there. That's not Hana Yeshira. Hana is a different piece of it. I know I wish I could get to everything when I could do everything. Hana is only a sort when you get direct Hana that I couldn't do without this. But once it's Hana, it's not Yeshira, and that direct Hana, it's okay. This is making sense. If you could turn the lights off. That's for sure. Even if you couldn't go to sleep without the lights on. Because it's not directional, because they're removing something that's bothering you. That's not pleasure, it's removal. So if you left your car running, I forgot to turn off the lights, and the battery's going to die. So if they left the battery running, it left the light on the car, the battery's going to die. I tell the guard, the keys are over there, turn on the maid. So I trust. Turn off the car. That's going to be okay. Because there's no Hana. Now, okay, so direct remez, direct sivu, you can't do, because it's still, but you can do. You say, I can't turn off the car. It's my Sabbath. I don't want the car to die. The keys are over there. Hopefully, I'll figure it out.
That's even lower than Remez.
It's lower than Remez. You can do that anytime. You can do that for everything. Except, you can't use it if you can't get Hana from it. You can't use it.
Typically, someone will ask you, and you say, oh, it's so dark in here. Would you like me to turn on the light?
So you can't say yes.
You
can't say yes.
I can't say Sabbath.
But that's it. Exactly. If you say it like that, then usually.
Yeah, just say, I can't say Sabbath. It's time.
It's people like joke. If you say all the Ramazim and they don't get it.
Dong, thank you for listening. Yeah. Finally, you're getting it.
Say like thank you.
we're the ones being weird. They're just being polite. Why are we hinting instead of asking?
Good. So what does it say?
And also, if she does it for himself, you could have even have an hour. If she does it for herself, it's.
No, that's okay. You can even do sometimes harama with that. Yeah, you can sometimes do it.
If she does coffee for herself,
that's okay. No, she does coffee for herself, and then how am I going to benefit?
Okay, let's say she made a bunch of coffee.
She made a whole
That's a problem. No, that's a problem.
She's not making all that coffee for herself.
No, if she made extra, that's a problem. No, because they distinguish cooking, she made extra. So then, different. There's a different ner lecha, ner lemeha, like Gemara says. Let's when say they turn on one light, then it's clear that the light could be for everybody. So then it's fine if you benefit. If she does it, and it's your benefit. That's fine. Cooking, there's a gezerah. Generally, cooking, the more you cook, the more people that benefit.
I'm telling you, wanted three.
Cooking on Shabbat by a non-Jew, generally, is not going to be allowed.
Okay, not even if she wanted three eggs and she cooked three.
Yeah.
Now she ate two.
Generally, even if she has extra. If she's makir, if she knows you. If it's a person, they totally don't intend for you, they don't know who you are, then yeah, that's okay. But they generally using the mate. Good. So Shulchan Aruch has what's this key? Yeah, fine, let's go on. I want to go on to the next one. You can't give money to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbat to go and buy stuff on Shabbat. That's okay. That's not allowed. But I could tell him, go buy for yourself. Do it for yourself. Go buy for yourself something. That's okay. And if I need it, I'll buy it back from you. You know, there's a great thing on sale in Macy's, and it's only open on Saturday, and it's a good sale price. I can't tell him, go buy it for me. I asked him to do work for me. Even before Shabbat, I can't tell. But I could say, go buy it for yourself, and I might buy it from you. I might buy it back from you. That's okay.
What if you want to order less than it from Amazon?
And it's shipped on Shabbat. So we dealt with that when we were discussing, when we dealt with on the last chilek, the answer is, it's mutar to do it because they had time to do it, ship before Shabbat. I can't do that Friday afternoon for Shabbat day. You can't do that. No, but if you do it, it's a two-day, Thursday,
it's
fine.
Prime today, it's coming on Shabbat. It tells you it's coming on Shabbat.
Because it's possible they can get it before Shabbat.
No, it's not. Because they have to pay for extra shipping.
They could pay for extra shipping. They don't want to pay for it. They're not going to. Fine. But for their convenience, for their monetary convenience, they decide not to do it before Shabbat. So, anyway, besides that, with Amazon, it's always good. Because they usually give until like 9 p.m. They deliver very late usually. They could do it early, but a lot of times their block of windows don't go to 9 to 5 anymore. So since they go to very late, that always includes after Shabbat. So they could do it. I have no idea. They could do it in the morning. They could also do it at Motzei Shabbat. Generally, Amazon has. So that, but bottom line, if you're overnighting and you put it into the... Yeah. So you can't do Prime now maybe if you're doing it 3 minutes before Shabbat. Because then you know it's going to come in very good. Okay, good. Fine. You can, in Dalid, it says you can ask him to buy something and he'll buy it whenever he buys it. You can't tell him to buy it on Shabbat. But even if he buys on Shabbat, that's okay. And if he buys it for you on Shabbat, then you can benefit even on Shabbat. Okay. Hay is the most important one that we said last time a little bit. We'll finish with this, I guess, a little bit more. Okay. Shvut to Shvut Makom Mitzvah. There's two big kulot in Amir Lenachri. One of them is... Anything machlok at a poskim, anything since Amir Lenachri is only Darbanan, you can use any machlok at a poskim to be mekel, but Savik Darbanan Lekula for Amir Lenachri. Anytime, some say it's okay, some say it's asur. Even if you hold that you don't do it, you could be mekel on the Amir Lenachri because Savik Darbanan Lekula. No, not after Mitzvah. That's the first rule. Yes, you need to have
everything.
Has to be a machlok at that. There's just not for everything in the world. So no, that's not what I mean. I mean, a machlok, there's a reliable posek. In our generation, that's around in the last 100 years, yes. Not in the Rishonim, one opinion, the Meiri quotes, no. You can find a lot of Chidushim in one Rishon somewhere sometime. Or sometime the Goni, sometime in the Achronim, no. I mean, I can never, a real Machlo, okay? So then you can be Mekel on that. So for example, then you can do is Amir Lenachri for anything like that. That's really fine. Anything like that? Okay. Okay.
Changing,
like, look, a timer, like, for example, timers. You have a timer going on Shabbat, and you want to change it if sooner or later, or anything like that. You can certainly do it on the Nachri. Sometimes you can do it yourself, but you can just see what Mamash, yeah. Because that's what I'm looking at. Post-game, you can definitely do it on the Goy. Anything that's not, that's fine. Another big cool up, anything secret shot, you can do on the Nachri. In other words, you can ask him, wash the dishes. And he may or may not turn on the hot water. Good. If he turns on the water, no problem, hot water. Because, first of all, he's doing it for his convenience. Second of all, it's a particular shot. It's going to heat the cook the water. They're not thinking, I'm trying to cook the water in the boiler. That's okay. Particular shot. Opening the fridge, it has a light. I forgot. I left the light open. Ask a non-Jew, open the fridge for me. That's going to turn on the light. And then, at that point, ask him, can you tape up the light or take out the light? Mopping the floors. That's also a secret shot, but that's a little bit worse. So that I would say not. The reason it's a little worse is because it's not just a secret shot. It's a secret shot to davar mechavein. Basically, that's intrinsic to how you mop the floor is to squeeze out the mop. Therefore, I wouldn't say to do that. That's davar mechavein.
So the fridge light.
Fridge light, that's where Moshe is hung.
Moshe said something about Mopin that she does it every day of the week.
No, no. That Moshe was Mikael when you don't tell her to do it. She does it on her own.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Ramet. I'm talking about she can tell her to do it. I could tell her to sweep the floor. That's what I could tell her to mop. What about Hachana?
No, I'm not saying too. Let's say she, every day she has a routine mopping all the house. Every day she has everything like that. And now she
See, in the cases where Moshe said Mutar, but there's a lot of details I don't want to get into. No, it's not true to Shu. Maybe it is, but it's not true to Shu. It's not to have a clean floor. You don't have to have a clean floor. It's not. So it's true to Shu. It goes like this. Electricity is older Rabbanan, okay? Amir Lenachri is older Rabbanan. So anytime you put two Rabbanans together, like Amir Lenachri with any other Rabbanan, like electricity, or like anytime you're digging the dirt or whatever, you're not going to use the dirt. Or pulling out hair, or peeling off skin, whatever, something like that. Derabanan, anything that's derabanan, our mutar b'makom with amir l'nachri together, those two together, b'makom, either sorokado, like it's going to be hafsed, or it's going to be chole katan, not a real guy who's sick in bed, guy's mistaker, it's bothering him. Or, like the lights are on, I can answer a Jew for sure. Turn off lights, no question. No question at all. Even turn on the light if it's a mitzvah or mistake. One of three things will match here. Shoot to shoot is double derabanan is mutar for either mitzvah, for sorok adol, like I have said, or mitzvah. So it's bothering.
Okay.
Yeah. A big, very, very big kula off the book. Very big kula would be even a Jew himself, not a non-Jew, a Jew himself, if the alarm is going off midnight and it's keeping him up and it's driving him crazy. Can't sleep in the room. Okay. So what could you do? So you could do, this is a kula, Roshatra Pasins. It's based on Ravad, you would also say it, but I wouldn't use it every day. Is use your elbow. Do something that's shinui. Do something that, since electricity is only derabanan, and use your shinui, use an elbow to turn it off. That's okay. You press the button, whatever, turn it off. That's mokum. Sar mutar. Exactly. You have double derabanan, mokum mitzvah, sar, have said, one of those three mutar. So you can use that. But it's not something to do every day, because, every week, because it leads to mistakes. This is Shabbat.
Because throw something at it instead of touching with it, isn't it better?
Yeah, better. It's true. Yeah.